Welcome back to The Brink. This is the dispatch for Galactic Day C805. I am Kalen Esai, as always, and here is your art and news from around the CEU. One of our sponsors tonight is Graham's Space Wax. If you don't know where to put it, no one can show you. You have to discover it for yourself. Space Wax. Encoded in this transmission is a 5% credit discount for purchase of Space Wax, valid directly from their depot or at any level 3 or higher station in the quadrant. Personally, I haven't tried their product. I'm honestly confused as to what it is. I've speculated that this is some sort of Terran joke, as I'm unaware of the use. But their credits are just as good as yours. For our announcements this week, the Gridugly system is under a black hole warning. Be careful out there. Intoxicants are temporarily prohibited on Dynaris Station due to last week's incident. And to whoever is sending the weird pink cubes to the broadcast station, please stop. We're really tight on cargo storage here, and I don't want to have to space them. Our first story tonight comes from the distant reaches of Zelio, the newly founded subsystem of Mote Prime. Lightbringer Desiton has brightened the planet by welcoming those in nearby systems seeking refuge, as well as other interested parties, free accommodations on the planet. The atmosphere and balmy weather are conducive to all life, and the crystalline structures created during the Motes terraforming process are equally cohabitable. Free LS barges will be traveling the path from Zelio to the 8 neighboring systems once every 100 galactic days for the foreseeable future. Migrating settlers reached for Comet include many of those expecting to be displaced by the inevitable collapse of Alpha Eri, a psychiatrist eager to provide services to the newly inhabited planet, and a Terran farmer named Atom Ajasi, who says, quote, "For the last 8 cycles, we have had lax distribution on our homestead on Terran Delta Prime. The biosoil has become difficult to replace, and with the increased cost of vertical property, we can't really afford the space for oversized cross-gem crops. Since our kids are all out in discovery, we decided to give it a go on Zelio and see what we can grow there." End quote. Opposition to the movement comes from many in the galactic commune who express that moving people en masse to a planet that has only been observed for 10 cycles presents an undue amount of uncertainty and danger. While Desiton has insisted that he will provide the full support of all the surrounding Motes government, who have also developed a near-infinite list of contingency plans. Our musical interlude for this dispatch features a collaboration between the Teshin soundscape artist Sound Machine T-Tone 84 and their recent merge, Eliason 4. This piece, known as the Unquantifiable Destruction of Testing Fatigue Cracks, was inspired by a trip they took on holiday together. Listen closely for the ringing sounds designed to replicate those of the Motes singing crystals, not unlike those on Zelio. Let's take a listen together.
Thank you.
Again, that was an excerpt from The Unquantifiable Destruction of Testing Fatigue Cracks by Sound Machine T-Tone 84 and Eliasone 4. Absolutely breathtaking lyrics by A4 as always. Our other sponsor tonight is Raycraft's Bone Blood. Raycraft's. Drink it. It'll make you see things. Put it in your state F reactor for increased efficiency. Do not under any circumstances burn it, or you will face the wrath of our parent corporation. I'm not sure what that last part means, but it's what they sent over. Their early cycle promotion continues for the next 20 galactic days. Our thanks to Raycraft's Bone Blood. Our second story tonight comes from the world of entertainment. Jeff D. Quinazine, the ribaldly farcical Sindornian comedian, has stirred controversy with his latest multimedia experience, which attempts to find humor from lava, magma, and tephra. At multiple points during the special, he asks questions to unresponsive lava and the like, and follows their silence with long strings of insults. While the piece appears to be absurdist, several organizations, including the Sindornian Preservation League, have criticized the comic and demanded the broadcast be censured or appended with a warning that the general content of the special is propagandizing anti-Sindornian sentiment. Many civilian Sindorns were concerned that the insults would only be quoted at them in an offensive manner. In a statement released by his talent company, StairSinarp, Jeff D. said, quote, "You know, I'm from a planet of rocks and lava. It is what I know. If you can't make fun of what you know and make fun of yourself, what's the point? If we lose our sense of humor at the sake of our pride, we will lose ourselves." End quote. With that quote in mind, we move on to today's poetry break, which comes to us from the former Sindonian prime poet, Bathast the Grit. The work entitled Amalth the Legend recounts the epic tale of Amalth from the perspective of the hero himself. We'll now read an excerpt where the hero is contemplating conflating violence with success. "What now do I do with this? Broken bodies, dust, and drink. What tears must I make in the universe to satisfy this crowd? Even in the dark they cheer me, knowing full well the cost, knowing that they don't pay it. It is the burden I carry, but not what I sought. I only wanted to end the cycle. All I have done is further it, infecting everyone around me with the same lust for dust. I will break this time. Surely now it will end. I will not run from it, but I will not go quietly." Again, that was a brief excerpt from Amalth the Legend by Bathast the Grit. That particular Terran translation was provided by C Standard 59. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to throw a credit our way or rebeam the broadcast so others know that we're out here. And if you're venturing past the brink, we hope you find what you're looking for, and only what you're looking for. For the time being,